Hey guys, it's Malls. It's a special Please Advise mini app with my favorite partner in crime. You kind of are. Fat gay at Max Wyeth. Max Wyeth the human.
Baby, it's ready. We're splitting pancakes. We're getting ready to split a fortune. I mean,
okay, so we're
not a fortune. Explain the fortune though, because I like an actual fortune, like a palm reading fortune.
Well, hopefully it will be. Okay, so we are at the Black Cat in Silver Lake. We're about to split a stack of pancakes, which like is. I'm such a JK because I'm always like, oh, I'm gluten free. No, I'm not. So after these pancakes, we are going to go to House of Intuition. Yep. And we are each going to have 15-minute psychic readings. I don't know how yet. Probably tarot.
I hope the tarot.
Yeah, we'll figure out what it is. But I think we'll each get to ask one question. And I'm so excited for us to
to listen, we're just ready to, instead of just splitting a fortune cookie, which usually happens, we've just decided to find out where the world is really taking us. I'm so excited.
I hope we can sit in together, though.
No, we're going to insist that we sit in it together. Tell them we're on the same wavelength and we need to be.
I agree. Yeah. And we're going to just record the whole thing and share it with you. And now I'm going to get into this pancake. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Max, a.k.a. Fat Gay, and I are walking to our psychic reading at House of Intuition. We each have
Silver Lake's finest House of Intuition as we walk to the gallows to know what our future entails.
So basically, we each have 15 minutes. We just split some pancakes at Black Cat. We are walking past the Silver Lake Foot Clinic.
Stop by the Big Mac's liquor store on Sunset, which is a delight. If anyone needs their booze, go to Silver Lake.
The famous Happy Foot, Sad Foot sign. We are passing it right now. Okay, so we're on the way to House of Intuition. Gonna get those psychic readings, and we're gonna share them with you.
Have a seat right here in this big chair, please.
Thank you.
How can I help you today?
I'm at a very transitional place in my life right now where my work is going great, but I need it to go even better.
Okay.
I just bought a house and it's
congratulations.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's awesome, but I need it to go even better. The construction's still happening and I'm going to get in there soon. And I'm adopting a dog and I just I personally feel I have no room right now for a romantic relationship. And I don't know. I had this realization the other day that things just everything felt like it was gonna be okay, and I felt very hopeful about the future. And it was very a great moment of clarity, but it was the first moment of clarity of that kind that I'd had in a while in this phase of my life. And that just led me to believe that maybe I'm limiting myself in terms of thought or, I don't know. I just feel I'm limiting my thoughts.
Okay.
I don't really know where to go at this point in my life.
Okay,
and
cool.
I want everything to go to the next stage and to be better and greater so I can introduce the other levels of things
love and
family. And I want that stuff. I'm 32, but I'm just not realistically understanding now what I do about what a family is. It's a lot of work. So I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Let's, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, say a prayer for you and, ground myself. I encourage you while I'm doing that too, to sort of have a moment for yourself, ground yourself, and, then we'll open the cards and see what's up. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's Molly, yeah?
Yeah, it's okay. Molly.
So So I call forth Molly's guides, ancestors, teachers, loved ones, guardian angels, ascended masters, beings, spirits, to come through, provide Molly with answers of only 100% pure light that will guide her on her path. We ask for clear, concise answers that will be most beneficial to Molly today on her journey. What does she need to know to keep things moving and growing and flourishing in her life the way she wants it to? And we thank you for your love, guidance, support. Amen. Cut the deck with your left hand, please. Thank you. Okay, cool. Well, you know, Molly, honestly, what it's showing me is that, like, the worst is behind you. It shows me that, like, any sort of anxieties or, like, anything that has been a struggle for you, also any sort of catastrophe, disaster, things like that have dissipated and are complete so that this higher learning is possible, which is something that you're, you know, wanting. It shows that the one thing around you, I don't know, around work or something, like, it seems like it's going well, and there's almost like some aspect of it that kind of it feeds your heart, it feeds your soul, it kind of like helps you like kind of help other people in some way. But I'm seeing that the problem is around that is that there's sort of just like not the right team of people around you is what it's showing me as far as like work and sort of that is concerned. I'm seeing that around you there is sort of this like new idea, this new desire of like expanding and growing and kind of getting back into flow, but it's showing me that it's just not directed at the right place. I think that like sometimes you may direct your attention to things of the past or things that have happened to you that it's kind of like stopping your growth. It's stopping you from kind of like moving forward in the way that you want to. However, it shows that like in the future that is going to be something that is cleared up. Just the advice right now would be to kind of just stop, relax, go away somewhere, is what it's showing me. To really kind of go somewhere to get your energy sort of harnessed back. And I'm just kind of seeing this figure eight motion with you. It's just kind of like harnessing your energy back. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it does.
Good. I'm seeing that, you know, from the past, it's like things that should have been, like a happy family or a happy, you know, solid foundation really wasn't. And I think that it kind of caused you to sort of have a lot of fears and anxieties around these types of things. But I think, you know, there's like a lot of choices that seem to be around you. And I think there's a lot of things that you can choose and choose where to go. Like you can choose to go into temptation. You can choose to go into things that aren't so good for you. You could choose to go for money. You could choose to go for like, you know, whatever, happiness, love. Like it's like there's all of these sort of choices and roads that you can kind of take. But what's showing up is that what you need to sort of be choosing is sort of that higher path and that higher wisdom, which is by what you were telling me is sort of something that you're sort of interested in further going towards. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing again, like the catastrophe is over, but did you learn from that catastrophe? Okay, like, it's like when everything comes crashing down, it comes crashing down for a reason. Why? Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that once that is kind of realized, which it shows me it is, it's sort of like, yes, now everything that I've been through in my life made me smarter, so now I can kind of charge forth and go forth with this new knowledge from everything that I've learned from all of the experiences and the hell that I've been through. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that after that, there is sort of a guy that's coming in. I see that there's somebody that is sort of a very passionate guy, somebody who is probably like a fire sign, like a Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, something like that. I'm seeing he's like one of these guys, he sees something he wants, he gets it. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing that that's somebody that is coming up for you, at least like within the next 3 months. But it kind of is going to come along in conjunction with this higher realization and this higher like kind of thought that like, yes, I don't no longer need to hold on to these things of the past. Do you know what I'm saying? So now I can kind of open
what
up.
What else does it like require of me?
It's not that much, honestly. It's just kind of like a realization of like just kind of, I guess what it would be like kind of going back over like whatever did happen that sort of came, like I said, like that kind of crashing down moment, like what, like pinpointing what that is and like kind of going from there and just like not only learning from it, but just like having it under your belt. Like you don't even really need to learn from it. It's like almost like you already did. There's nothing, yeah. It's really kind of everything sort of like naturally kind of unfurling for you. I see that you're kind of gonna walk towards victory. And it's just be careful of staying. One other piece of advice would be kind of be careful of staying in your box too. I feel like there's something kind of about you too that, that's showing up in the cards that it's just like, it's sort of like a rigid sort of way of thinking. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like a my way or the highway type of feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, this is how things go because this is what works for me. I think that kind of opening your realm a little bit and kind of looking outside of that and seeing, like, what you can do to sort of release a little bit of, like, the regimented beliefs of how you think things should go.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I feel you.
So.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions or anything else? We've got a couple minutes left.
So when is this like love person supposed to enter my life? And like, what are some of the signs I should look for in that person? Other than the fact they're going to be assertive and whatever else.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He's going to be very fiery and very passionate. He's going to kind of come at you very, very assertively.
Is he American?
I can't tell where he's from. No.
Okay.
But he's somebody who's definitely like successful. He's worked for what he has. He's kind of at the top of his game wherever he is.
And when will that be?
I see that kind of happening, honestly, within the next 3 months. It seems like it's pretty soon.
Very cool.
Yeah. So yeah, again, it's sort of about
Okay, so if you were me next time you do a reading like this, what would be, like, my follow-up questions?
Like, if I was you?
Yes, like, because, like, based off of everything you've read, like, knowing what you know, like, what would be the areas that I should probably focus on that maybe have interest in them?
I guess sort of direct, like, again, like, sort of directing your attention to what's in the future, but instead of what's kind of happened already. So I see that sort of like, you know, kind of holding on to like whatever happened. It's like it happened, it's done. There's no kind of nothing left to do with that. It's almost like kind of have a funeral for it. Like kind of just like bury it and just be like, listen, like thank you for serving me for that amount of time or whatever. And you know, but it's like I no longer
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. That's so like sad. It's so sad, but you're right. Like
But like, you know, you have the capability to sort of turn that around. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of it's sad, but it's also kind of exciting because it's like from a death comes a rebirth, you know?
No, you're right. I totally
agree. Yeah. So I see this really kind of coming together for you really soon. And as soon as it happens, it's like, I think everything's sort of going to fall into place and there's going to be like a lot of sort of victory and success.
That's
for
so
you.
Great. That's yeah. what I love to hear.
Yeah.
I need to hear that. I always
yeah.
need to hear that.
I mean, I think you know that too. I think you know it within you. It's just kind of, you just needed a little validation. So I think.
It's always scary. Like, yeah. I mean, like, you would hope.
Well, yeah. You doubt it. You know it, and then you doubt yourself. And that's the thing, you don't need to doubt yourself. The only thing that you're holding on to is things that just, like, no longer serve you. It's like, that's not. Those things aren't for Molly today. Those were for Molly yesterday
right.
and the day before. Do you know what I mean? Like, now it's like you're kind of a different girl than you were a few years ago. Do
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And it's
yeah.
like kind of giving yourself that credit and that confidence to sort of like move forward. So
you're so cool.
Oh,
thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Can we talk about Loot Crate for two? Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head over to lootcrate.com/malls. That's MOLLS, and enter code MALLS, that's MOLLS, to save $3 off on any new subscription. Here's what they have to say about their upcoming box. Pop culture is full of brave new worlds and societies in flux that don't always turn out for the best. You're telling me, Loot Crate. June's theme will be exploring some of the ways things can go wrong with dystopia, featuring classics RoboCop, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and The Matrix, and new faves Bioshock Infinite and Fallout 4. We've got a figure, cool collectibles, and of course, our dystopiorific monthly tea. Guys, these teas are actually very, very chill. And I, personally, as a girl who likes to, you know, like, keep shit loose, you know, up top, like I keep a more fitted leg and then, like, a looser top, I suggest you size up. I always like a size up. All right, anyway. You guys, lootcrate.com/malls, MOLLS. Please advise, if you don't have a hobby, maybe get one via Loot Crate. Bye.
Your turn.
I'll see you from the other side. Okay. Hi.
Hi, I'm Harriet.
Oh, Harriet, it's so nice to meet you. Max,
Hi.
Harriet.
Okay,
it's
so
a pleasure.
Just give me like 1 minute. I'm
Take
gonna
your
clear
time.
The room really
Honey,
quick.
Clear it, please. Okay. Clear your... How was it?
It was really good.
Good.
I almost cried all of that.
Oh, honey, that's good, though.
No, it was good. It was really good.
How are you
looking?
Feeling? I'm good. I'm so excited.
Okay, good.
I'm so excited. I haven't had one of these in years.
It was so good.
And Harriet seems like a doll.
It was so good.
Ready, Harriet.
Back.
I like your shoes.
Oh, thanks so much.
There you go. You have a seat for
Oh,
the big
perfect.
Chair right
Thank
here.
You.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay, I am too. So do you have any, have you ever had a tarot reading before?
So I had years ago.
Okay, good.
Like years ago.
Cool.
And I love it. I mean, I'm fascinated by all things and, you know, how different people kind of, you know, can enhance different parts of their brains.
Yeah,
and I'm just
sure.
baffled by it. So
oh, cool.
I'm excited. So
Yay.
It'll be good things mainly.
Awesome. So do you have something? We have 15 minutes. So
yeah, we got
that amount of time.
We got to get in and got out.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, we could really take it any number of ways we want to. I mean, usually with this amount of time, like, people like to kind of go after, like, one specific question.
Okay.
And kind of look at that, see what else comes up. If
sure.
you have something specific.
I do. So
okay.
I just recently, I kind of took a leap of faith, and I left my job.
Okay.
And I'd been there for 5 years, and, you know, it was a really full circle experience. I left in a very positive way. You know, things kind of needed to change, and then they did. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'd be interested to see what the path's going to take
okay.
from there.
Sounds
How does that? Can
great.
We focus on that, maybe?
Sounds great. Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ground myself.
Okay.
Take a minute.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say a prayer for you.
Thank you.
And then we'll open the cards. I encourage you while I am praying that you kind of ground yourself
right.
and see if you can kind of connect a little bit as well.
Okay.
It'll make your experience better.
It is Max,
okay.
yes.
Cool.
Yes, Harriet. No worries.
So I want you to think of your question.
Okay.
Hold your, like, kind of hold the, your hand over the, your left hand over the deck.
All right.
Think of your question, and whenever you're ready, cut the deck with your left hand.
With my left hand. Okay.
What's going on in love life for you before I open the cards?
So it was so funny because the last time I lived in New York, the last time I saw Molly, we were in New Orleans together.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last time I I've really been focused on
work.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know why. Just like as when I closed my eyes and did the prayer, I see that there's somebody coming for you, I think. So that's kind of interesting. I just kind of see like a love, like a real amazing, passionate love. Okay?
Oh, we're not afraid of that.
Yeah, okay, good.
My relationships always win, at least, because I'm not a person to plot those kinds of things out. I never, you know.
Here it is.
The cup.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. There's a few things here.
Tell me.
So here's this new opportunity. I feel like it kind of came out of nowhere, too. It's like, seems like it kind of dropped out of the sky.
It was kind of I was in a position where I could have probably continued on in my job forever,
but
just something kind of popped into it then. I was ready to make the change.
That's what is showing up. It sort of was like, it's almost like you were going about your life, and it's like it fell in your lap in a sort of way, and prompted you to sort of change. And I feel that, like, there was sort of like an emotional aspect to it. Like, I feel like it was sort of, like, I mean, both of these cards sort of bordering this new opportunity of that job, it shows that there is sort of this, like, wavy sort of emotional aspect to it.
Very much so.
Also, you know, I don't know if there was a travel aspect as well to this, but I'm seeing, I don't know, maybe not. But I see, or if not, then there might be something coming for you as far as travel.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because there actually was quite a bit of trouble my last job.
Oh, is that what it is?
Like, well,
okay.
And the thing, the goal is to continue that because I love
going places.
I do.
Yeah.
I get kind of angsty in one little spot.
Okay,
I like
cool.
Going everywhere.
Yeah. I definitely see you moving around. The good news is, I mean, it's like this is the thing I think within you right now. It's sort of like you're moving towards it, but I feel like there's something sort of like that's like a little ambivalent that's sort of like kind of holding you back. What's showing me is like that there's like that emotions are just kind of high. I see that like there's like on the one side, and it's kind of interesting with you. It's like I feel like on one side, it's like things are really kind of like emotional and wavy. It's like water that's like super like, you know, choppy, and on the other side, it's like the water's really still, and things are okay, and things are good, but, like, if you're just kind of trying to, like, move through it as gracefully as possible.
Yeah.
Now, I'm seeing that it's just, like, it's not that graceful. It's showing me that any sort of contentment or happiness is sort of, like, I think that's kind of, like, will I be happy? Will I have, like, everything that I need to be, like, happy? Because you seem like a happy guy. You've got, like, a great energy about you. I just think that, like, right now it's sort of, like, it's, like, kind of collecting yourself. Collecting your, you know, that's kind of what's happening with
running
you.
High, kind of running high with, you know, facing the unexpected.
Yes.
Goal. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The thing is also, it's like, around you, it's like, there's almost like this way to sort of get out of it. And, I feel like it's like all the energy is sort of like culminating around you. Like, and I'm almost feeling like there is like this palpable energy of things changing, things happening. And when I say things changing, it's like your state of mind.
Yeah.
And that kind of moving forward in a more direct sort of like, you know, what's the word? Like just like, you know, a more direct way, I guess.
Sure.
But I feel the thing that's kind of preventing you is there's like an attachment to the past, or like an attachment to something that wasn't working for you in the past, or something that you did conquer, that you completed, that you finished, that made you who you are today, that you're still kind of still thinking about, even though it's already over and you conquered it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool. So it's like, you don't need to like really kind of relive that or kind of think about that anymore. Because it's like, you've done it. It is the notch, it is the scar on you that is like this beautiful scar that is part of who you are and part of like the makeup of who you are. So now it's kind of about like, you know, sort of like focusing up towards like this, towards your future, towards the unknown.
Okay.
In a more open and positive way, because you know that it's going to work out.
All right.
Because I think that it's really all, the only problem here is your attachment to
the past
and whatever didn't work out. I feel like there's also sort of this element where you really hold on to things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's like, you've got your roof over your head, you've got your four walls around you, you've got your foundation. You're not, like, money-wise, like, you're good. Like, things aren't really going anywhere. So, like, loosen your grip a little bit. Do you know what I mean? It's, like, almost like you're holding on to it like it's going to go away at any second. It's, like, it's not.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you've got to sort of, like, release that grip, because it's kind of trapping you, and it's fogging up your ability to sort of...
And that could be on anything within life, right?
It can. Like, how is that applying to you?
I mean, I think you know, I'll feel very positive about what I'm doing. And then, you know, like, a lot of things will be happening, then maybe a couple things don't seem like they're going to happen. And it's like, just, even though you know you're doing the right thing, evaluating, am I, like, is this foolish to pursue, you know, to pursue? And, you know what I, but yeah, I kind of get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. It's not foolish.
Okay.
I mean, what's showing me is that, like, this is kind of a beautiful opportunity that was placed in your journey,
okay,
by like something sort of higher than you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens when these opportunities show up, and we're like, do I take it, do I not take it? And then you just take it.
Yeah.
Because you just kind of know somewhere that that's like, you know, like that's the leaps, that's what this journey's about, that's what life is about.
Yeah, and I feel like my big thing is, I would much rather just know I tried and failed. Like, maybe I would, you know, maybe it won't work out, maybe I won't be good enough, maybe it'll be phenomenal. But the thing that I just, like, as long as I feel like I try different things and, you know, at least put myself out there and really go for it, then at least that's never a waste opportunity.
Yeah, but you have to go for it with an open mind and an open heart. You can't go for it kind of shut off and kind of, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because then it's like, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
I got you. All
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you've got to kind of look at it with a more, like, open view. And it's like, I feel like, yeah, it's, I'm taking a leap. I'm leaping before I look. But, which is amazing, but, like, I feel like you're still...
Holding back.
It's like, you know, there's still some sort of, like, something that's sort of drawing you back to, you know, where, you know, and that's kind of where these emotions are coming in.
Yeah.
Now, I do see that coming up in your future, this opportunity is going to do nothing but sort of flourish. And I feel like that this is actually going to do something for you emotionally in a way that you did not expect.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to kind of have this... like this sort of like awakening and like a relaxing sort of fullness.
Okay.
and fulfillment from this in some like sort of emotional way. Like, it's gonna fulfill you, fill your heart.
All right.
So I don't know what you're doing, if it like kind of is in the realm of like kind of helping people or anything like of that nature, but I just feel like in some way it's gonna sort of feed your heart in a way. And I see that it's going to open your heart to new things. So maybe that's what it is like sort of that willingness to open and sort of like release is going to manifest itself in like sort of an emotional opening of the heart. Yeah. I'm seeing that you're kind of looking, there's definitely some travel coming up. I'm seeing that, again, taking this new leap means putting the past behind you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what this card kind of shows up. He's got his two wands behind him, and he's holding his third one, and he's looking
forward.
yes, he's looking into the horizon. Anything's possible. From there, I think it's, like, that's when, like, the real action and the real, like, sort of fire is going to sort of take place, and that fire in your belly is going to kind of come back, and it's going to be, like, yes, like, this is, you know, and I feel like you're going to be more, once you're, like, kind of secure in that, that, like, emotional aspect, it shows that from there, you're the Knight of Wands, you're kind of charging forth, with this real passion and desire, and, like, a real focused desire.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's all dependent on your ability to sort of
let go.
Yeah, and put these things behind you that have already happened. It's already happened, so why are you still living in it? Do you know what I mean? It's over. It's kind of time to look forward.
Again, that can be in anything. This doesn't necessarily have to be work related, right? For that to be...
I mean, we asked about work, so I'm showing up about work, but as soon as I close my eyes with you, like, I'm looking at, like, other aspects of your life, too. Like, I'm kind of looking at you as a whole. So, you know, if this applies to you in more ways than one, then that's great, you know? So, but, yeah. I'm seeing that, just look out for, I don't know, like, the people around this job or what, but I see that there is going to be some sort of...
tension?
Yes. A little bit of, like, a war going on a little bit between maybe two people or you and another, like, rival company or something like this. Like, there's some sort of, I don't know what that is, but just be mindful of that. And I feel like once that comes up, you're going to be not sure how to react or proceed. Again, it's sort of about, and you might want to sort of retreat back to, like, you know, these sort of old ways and habits of holding on to things and stuff like that.
But don't.
I'm urging you, yeah, to sort of do what's sort of, like, I feel like you're going to have some sort of choices laid out in front of you, too. Like, how to sort of proceed, how to react, and stuff like that. It's like, there's going forward towards sort of a more peaceful, light sort of outcome is what I'm showing. It's like, that's what you're meant to sort of go towards and move forward with.
Okay.
So, that being said... I see that you have the power to sort of make this happen. You have all of the tools in front of you to sort of proceed with this. It's sort of about, again, just sort of directing your attention to the future and do, like, I see that whatever you want the outcome to be is going to happen because you're a manifester.
Yeah.
The magician is the manifester. He's the one who makes shit happen out of nowhere, pulls a rabbit out of a hat.
And that's the magician.
That's you, yeah, and that's the magician. And he sort of has that connection, and it's really a connection, and that's where faith comes from.
Yeah. I know we're out of time. Can I ask you one quick question just about this?
Yes.
Real quick, I'll get real fast. So, I think the letting go, so I've got this dear friend, we've been friends for years, like, best friends, we live together, he's great, and I feel like sometimes we're almost kind of in a relationship, but we're not. It's like very an emotional relationship, it's not a physical relationship, and I kind of came to terms with it last year where I felt like there's a part of me that would love to explore that, but then what I ultimately feel I need from him is that friendship, so I would never want to go down that road. I know that's probably, that's a foolish question as right as the time goes out.
But, do you want to extend for another 15, or are you good?
No, I'll be good. I just,
okay.
the letting go to me really, in a way, because I did make that decision in my head to let go, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like that could be very applicable to that, to maybe let something new in. And also, is that an M or a W, or is it whatever I see?
I guess it's whatever you see it. Is it, you see
I just wanted because I see an M right on the cup, right?
Yeah.
Because his name's Michael.
Yep.
But I call him the Prince, so. Anyway.
There
like,
you go.
He's like a Disney Prince, but. Anyway, that is good. I'm going to let some of that go. This was great, and this is very much how I've lived my life. It's very, like...
You're
I
manifesting,
feel like
yeah.
The only person who can make it happen for me is me, so...
Yeah.
Maria, I can't thank you enough.
You're
this
so
was
welcome.
So good.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in my lift on the way home from the House of House of Intuition. Sorry, guys, I have the coughs. And, my reading was really good with that chick, Max was good too. I think we were both really happy. I think the all, I mean, you can hear just probably how much as many of you related to something that was said in either my or Max's reading, like how much you related to that. That probably just goes to show you how much these things are very general, very honest, but like universal. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't make me feel like it's a ripoff when I pay for it. It's definitely something that makes me feel really happy to go do. Got some great candles, and Harriet was the bomb. Love you, Harriet. All right, so that was a mini episode of Please Advise where Max and I went to the House of Intuition. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Bye.